Yud Aleph Kislev, 29th of November, Diana Haron Yitzhok Binstock, Binyon Izmiris.
Good morning, Rabbi. So delighted to be back at the Torah Way. Sorry, I'll just start again. Good morning, Rabbi. So delighted to be back at the Torah Way. And the subject that I'm talking about this morning is on the Zemiris, and I dedicate this to Nishmas Avi Mori Harini Karporos Mishkovai, my father who passed away Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was someone who really loved Zemiris. For him, the Shabbos Tish had to be full with Zemiris, and so started to look into the Indian, and I dedicate this year to his memory. So I'm going to look at various aspects, looking at a little bit about the development of Zemiris and a bit about some occurrences which indicate the significance of the Zemiris that we say. There's now a fascinating and full edition of Zemiris with as much as you'd ever want to know about Zemiris in this Masifta edition. And I'll show you one or two other publications that I have which are also very useful in this regard. So there's a well-known Gemara in Megillah, in reference number one, where the Gemara is commentating that particular section of the Masechta, going through the Pesukim in the Megillah almost one by one. It says, on the seventh day, when the heart of the king is joyous with wine, so the Gemara comments, is it only now, on the seventh day, that the Achashverosh's heart is jolly with wine? So the seventh day is to indicate the fact that this was the seventh day as far as the Yidden was concerned, is a Shabbos. And it's drawing out a distinction here. Because she is all oichle v'shoisim, because when Yidden are going to eat and drink, maschim divrei Torah with divrei shesmokas. What do? They start off their meal with divrei Torah and praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avol umos ha'olam shoichle v'shoisim ein matchin elav divrei tiflus. Their festivities do not have the sacred character of ours. And so they already we see in the time of the Gemara that a Shabbos meal is associated with divrei Torah and divrei shesmokas praise to a Kodesh Baruch Hu of some form or other. Whether it is song is not yet explicit. Okay. Reference number two, if the Midrash Tehillim says Zochar Shem Hashabbos LeKadshoy, as we know the pasuk in Shemos. Okay, as you know, we have to have nice clothes and nice food. Because of Shabbos Oineg, and v'la'oikushu nichnas on mekabn oisav b'shir v'zimra. And so, when Shabbos comes in, we welcome it with song and with music. And so, this mizmah shiluyeh mashabbos. And so, okay, as you know, we have as now has developed much more extensively as a result of the kubolim in Tzfas. You've got the extra songs that we're singing as far as the Kabbalah Shabbos service is concerned. And then in the third reference, you've got the Sefer Chasidim, which tells us mitzvah, you should be able to sit and engage in praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be happy and joyous with Shabbos. So these are general references talking about the importance of, as it were, being happy, joyous, singing on Shabbos. But as to the specific significance of Zemiris on Shabbos, we really find in the time of the Rishonim, and so certain explicit things. And as you know, our Rishonim compose piyutim, pait, etc., songs and praises at various occasions. You know, going back to the early periods, Eloz HaKalir, who writes so much religious poetry. You know, what we have that we say of the Kinnas HaTishuv are just one set of many sets of liturgical compositions he made all over the place. And you'll see, you know, you can find some whole volumes of piyutim, of Yanai, of Kalir, etc., of which we just say a small amount as far as our regular liturgies are concerned. So the Maaseh Vitri was a Talmid of Rashi, living in that sort of time of the 11th, 12th century in France. He already sets out for us that one should say, as it were, praises, sing praises on Shabbos. One should say these Zemiris. And he mentions some Zemiris of which some of us will be already familiar to us. So he mentions Yoko Yo Shabbos Tagdim with Rishon and Vechaim. This is a piyut of Yehuda Levi, who's lived in the previous century in Spain. And here, Machzor Vitri, Simcha Vitri is incorporating the material already in his Sefer. Yochai Yom Shabbos, and then it's a Kol Makar Shavi, a period which is how we regularly begin our Friday night Zemiras, or possibly by Moshe Bekloin of Hazokim, and Al Havoscha Esh Tegavi, another period by Yehuda Alevi. It's interesting that when my son Shimon got married into the Conway family, we discovered that this is a period that they some people still consider it. It's not part of the regular collections of Zemiras. But there's some families that have retained this Zemer, and you won't find it included in the regular compilations, but it's a well-known poem of the many, many poems of Yehuda Alevi, and there's a nice niggun to it, and as it's in some families today, it's still sung. Well, I should just observe parenthetically, there used to be a lot more, as it were, local variants amongst Zemiras within families, especially certainly of tunes and sometimes Zemiras as well, and only when you get a much greater interaction in a world of where, tunes are become international because so-and-so makes a recording, etc., and it spreads very quickly around the world, and local variants often disappear. But in earlier times, there'd be much more local distinction between tunes and the Zemiras that were set. And so Max the Vitry sets out for us some Zemiras for Friday night, and then the next reference down is giving us Zemiras for Shabbos day. That's for the Shabbos morning meal. Baruch Hashem Yom Yiyamas Lonu. And again, the one that we use to begin our Shabbos morning Zemiras, Rishimah by Yitzchok. Duro Yikro by Dunash, another one by Dunash, Kiyesh Mor Shabbos, Kiyesh Yishmereni from Abraham Ibn Ezra. And so there you see some of the popular Zemiras which we now say already are there in the time of the Max the Victory in the 11th, 12th century in Spain.
In
France.
What year?
11th century, 11th, 12th century. That's right, yes. So it's 11th, 12th century in France. Rav Simcha of Vitry, he was a Talmud of Rashi, he's mentioning in his Sefer Max of Vitry some of the Zemiras which we're saying, like Kol Mekadesh, Kiyesh Mor Shabbos, Doror Yikra, etc. These are there already in that particular time. Now I've got here a photo offset of the 1515 edition of the Birchas HaMazon of Zemiras in Prague. So this is a very interesting sefer, and it talks about the Zemiras that are being said at that time. It's one of the first editions of benching and Zemiras that you would have. So people would have in their home, you'd have a siddur, you'd have a chumish, and you'd have also like a Zemiras book and a bencher. So this is one of the very early versions. And the Zemiras that we'd have in this sefer, Kol Makaris Shavi, Menucha v'simcha, Ma Yediras, Ma Yofis, Yom Shabbos Kodeshu, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Baruch Kel El Yom, Yom Zemechuvod, Yom Shabbos, Kiyesh Mero Shabbos, Shibur Shabsoisa, Dero Yikro, and Shabbos Hayom Lashem. So those are Zemiras which we sing today. Interestingly, what's not there, of course, are the Zemiras that are composed in the time of the Mekubalim Tzfat, but this is pre-Tzfat, okay? This is Prague in 1515. And so you really have Zemiras and Seta. It doesn't divide them between Friday night and Shabbos day, a whole list, but in the order you can see that clearly the earlier ones are for Friday night and the later ones in that list. And of course this is for Ashkenaz. Some of you may well be aware that our Sephardi friends have a whole book of Zemiras, of which, many of them we're not familiar with, but they are drawn from other Paitanim, many others from Yolevi, etc., which they will say at their Shabbos and Yom Tov meals. But as far as Ashkenazim are concerned, it's this sort of edition of Zemiras that's a sort of set out the main order for the ones that we say in our communities. Now, of course, a major development takes place as a result of the Mekubalim and Tzfas. And I'm sort of honoured to have in my library, which is a reproduction of the handwritten manuscript of the Tikkuni Shabbos of Venice. This is of the 1742, a copy of 1742 of the Sefer Tikkuni Shabbos. This is a facsimile of a manuscript edition of that particular time. But it's the Arizal and his Talmidim in Tzfas that, as it were, introduce this revolution into our lives. As you know, we introduced Kabbalah Shabbos and so on. And so the Sefer Tikkuni Shabbos, which goes through the order of how one prepares for Shabbos. It's beautiful to be able to read how, when you go through all your Erev Shabbos, what you're purchasing for Shabbos should be for the sake of Kabbalah Shabbos, how you prepare yourself for Shabbos, and it goes through then the order of Kabbalah Shabbos. And it's here you'll find the first, and it's in the Chunarananol, as it's going to go through to the rest of the Kabbalah Shabbos service we have. You'll have Shirah Shirim interspersed with Parokim from the Mishnayos of Shabbos. Here you'll find the first reference to our being prescribed today, the Shalom Aleichem, in the form that we have it today. The Ribbon Kol Ha'Olamim, which follows Shalom Aleichem, singing Eish Eschayil on a Friday night, he's referred to in Tikkuni Shabbos. And it all, of course, it mentions the compositions of the Arizal that you've got here. You've got Asking Lusudasa, Azam Mishvachin, etc. And of course, Koriboy Olam, which is composed by one of the contemporaries of the Arizal, and Tzur Mishalai. Now, those that want to suggest that Tzur Mishalai is a very ancient zemer, maybe even goes back to the time of the Gemara, because there's no, it's fashioned around the brachas of benching, and it doesn't refer to the last bracha of benching, so maybe it's very ancient. It's very unlikely that is in fact the case, but the first reference to it being incorporated as part of the Zemiras for Shabbos, we find here in the Tikkuni Shabbos. What's interesting in the Seder Tikkuni Shabbos is you have Zemiras for Friday night, a section of Zemiras for Shabbos afternoon, a long section of Zemiras for Matzah Shabbos, but no Zemiras for Shalosh Shudas. All you have for Shalosh Shudas, for Minchah Shabbos, Askim Sudasa, B'nei Heichala, Nisbel David, Bracha Bo'epi Agobim, and that's it. No long sections of Zemiras for Shalosh Shudas. And the reason being is that, up to that point in time, people weren't making a big deal of Shalosh Shudas as later became the practice. You were Yaitzer with Shalosh Shudas as the case may be. But it's only as a result of the Mekubonim of Tzfas when one realizes the mystical significance of Shalosh Shudas that it later realizes, especially with the influence of Chassidus, that Shalosh Shudas becomes really something of a very, very important meal. And certain, like, for example, Yedid Nefesh, which is often sung at Shalosh Shudas, wasn't composed by as Kiri to be as a Zemer for Shalosh Shudas. Or Kel Mistate, which is a Zemer which is sometimes sung now at Shalosh Shudas, which is composed by a Talmud of the Ramak in the Sephardi liturgy that's sung on other occasions, but now has been adapted as Zemer for Shalosh Shudas. And this is only as a later date, as a result of one realizes the particular dimension of Shalosh Shudas that these Zemiras are incorporated. Some now split. Baruch Hashem Yomo Yisyam Aslono, the final part which talks about the final Geula, is said at Shalosh Shudas, and the earlier part at the lunchtime Suda. So these are later developments, but originally, as I say, there were the Zemiras that were incorporated for Shalosh Shudas. And it is referred to Shalom Aleichem, which the Tikkun Shabbos introduces as a Zemir to be recited. You should know, though, that that's not originating with the Arizal. There was a reference earlier to Shalom Aleichem and other Zemiras that's referred to in a fascinating little sefer known as Sefer Minhag Tov. This is composed by an anonymous scholar, not an anonymous great man who lives in Italy, probably published about the first time around 1275 in reference 7, and he has a whole series of practices which describes Minhag Tov to do this, Minhag Tov to do that, etc. And then he says in Siman Lamed Vav, Minhag Tov b'leil Shabbos k'shiboyim mibeis haKnesset leilech miyad etzel haneiros hadulukim lichvoy Shabbos. And so you should go, you're coming from the home, you go around to your candles. And so you can see the elements of the Shalom Aleichem piyuk that we say has its origins in this form of the Shalom Aleichem that was being said by the Minhag Tov. And that's often the case that, prayers will evolve and develop in some way, but the origins may well be in some earlier form. On the following Sunday, just the next the bit of the Minhag Tov, he talks about the importance of saying Zemiris. Where he says, "Minhag Tov lo b'Shabbos Laila v'yoyim ish ish al shulchanoch al shulchanoi lechvod Shabbos asapu b'malas haShabbos v'kami chavivu lefnei mamokem v'Shabbos l'mara shinagu b'matoach hashuba b'toyva sh'oni v'noifu kibbutz cha al nefishosa v'shmirosa." So here again, he speaks about the beautiful importance of saying Zemiris, and this is something that one should do. And so already, as I say, in Italy in the 13th century, to sit down on your Shabbos and say Zemiris is something that he's describing as very praiseworthy. And we'll find many Makoros, like Leket Yosha talks about the Trumas Hadeshen, singing Zemiris at his Friday night Tish. I just want to just draw out some other Makoros which speak about the beautiful significance of Zemiris. And the Pele Yoetz, in reference number 8, will tell us, "V'chol echod yeshere al shulchano shirim noyim min yonah deyoma." So anyone should sit at his table and sing songs about the importance of the day. "D'va'ita matov matov ezel avodas Hashem chashuvim oy." How important it is. "Shikol malachim oro v'chol tzva hamoro mishtamshim bo." It's something that the malachim are going to derive nachas from. "V'zivoy avodas avodasom." "V'kulam poischem espiyem b'tshiro zimu," because the malachim, their praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with song and praise. So that the Malachim sing Shiro. And so the great sages of all generations have already composed songs in Loshon HaKodesh and in their own language, in their lalofos, in their thousands, tens of thousands. But a little So he says there's so much choice there in the Zemiris that you can sing and choose. There's going to be something that that's going to be able to give you praise from. He says, and then everyone should be able to choose, what song so according to his ability, and it's a merit that you give to their composers. And in this section, which he has been describing about the importance of praise on Shabbos, you can see how importantly he describes the Zemiris we say on Shabbos. And then in the following reference, he talks about the importance of the zemer of Kori Boim. He says, "V'yodua Maisa harisom naga bizman hoari." He says the Maisa is well known about the incident that occurred in the time of the Arizal, of the composer of the Yisroel Nagjara, of the time of the Ari. "Shoy Meshur Hashulchan b'kol noim." He's used to sit by his table singing his songs with a very pleasant voice. And so the angels would gather around him as if by, you know, the celebration of a chosen and kala. And he says that his arms, were exposed because of the heat. So presumably it's a hot day in Tzfat, a hot evening, and he's sitting there with bare arms. And what happens? The Kolam in Shemaya, and there's a voice in heaven, Nofal, "Borchu lochem me'etzel ishazer." You should, as it were, you should flee away from this person who is sitting there. Shemamai b'kavod shemaim. He's diminishing the honor of heaven. Shene yoshe b'kavod al shulchan. He's not sitting with proper reference before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem lifnei Hashem. V'teka borchu kulam. And so the malachim run away. And so the Arizal, who is in a neighboring Dira, sees what's going on. The Najara, and he explains to the Baal Kori Boin Oilam what has happened. And so, of course, he's very, very upset. And so he dresses himself properly and sits down again. And so the Malachim came back. It just gives you a certain piece of the importance and tremendous power of the Zemiris, that the Baal Kori Boin Oilam is singing Zemiris, and the Malachim come around to enjoy his tish as well. Just the Zemiris, as you know, has developed, of course, since the time of the Arizal, and especially as a result of Chassidus, Zemiris developed, and the further compositions. So we've seen compositions of Zemiris that you had from the time with the Rishonim, you know, earlier, Dunashib and Ezrim and Alevi and so on, that those sorts of Zemiras that have incorporated, the stuff, the material that you have from the time of the Mekubalim. And of course, in more recent centuries, you've had Zemiras that were composed, say, by Bastus Pasidus as well. And, and one very famous and very powerful, beautiful Zemir is the Bal Koechsoif from Aroni Karolin. And it's interesting what he tells us about the significance of Zemiras. He says, in reference number 9, he said, Ama shehiruyach ha-shubo ha-olim na-odem isulas Shabbos, if you're in the right zone for Zemiras at your Shabbos table and thoughts of shubo that can come to a person at his Shabbos meals, k'roim v'yosi n'kudus ha-eles v'kimach sh'k'roim v'yosi mehirut shubo sh'olim na-odem v'shas tefilo. He said, you know, it can even supersede, it can even exceed the thoughts of shubha that you're having at a tefillah service as well. And so if Omar Shimish has a mirror shul Shabbos, Koyo Shema Bechinas can find the sort of Shabbos. It talks about the dimension that you have of Zemiris being done in the right way that can bring you to these spiritual heights. And the Baal Yitzchak Moshe wants to go further and say, he says, "Minom birashti b'zmir shabbos kodesh, kashe kabbala b'yodeim shazmir shenistashtu b'yisrael nembu beruach hakodesh." The zmiris, sorry, there's a slight typo there on my part. That if the zmiris that have become now so popular amongst Klal Yisrael, that you could see that there's a level of ruach hakodesh to them. The Baal Eish Lavrom, one of the commentators on Shulchan Aruch, from Avram W. Buchach, from the 18th, 19th century, he talks about the spiritual power of Zemiras, when he says, Al Pima Shekozim Mekobis Rabbein B'Shem HaZohar HaKadosh, Sheyesh HaShem Yisporach Nachas Ruach Kaviyocho Gam Metanugin Gufonim Didon B'Shabbos Kodesh. And so, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets nachas from us when we're learning Torah, when we're davening, etc. But don't think the physical activities which we're undertaking are devoid of spiritual value. They're not. They also have a spiritual dimension to them as well when we're occupying ourselves with our Shabbos meal. And also, the fact that you're singing nice neginas on Shabbos, Shabbochim and Neginus is Miris Arevus, B'Shabbos HaKodesh, B'Yomim Tovim Kedoshim, B'Yis HaKnesses. So you're singing fine songs in Shul on Shabbos and Yontov, B'Sor HaSudos. The Ein Tzorech Loimer Imakabonu L'Shem Shemaim L'Hedje Shekinu Na'anochim Ba'atai. And, okay, obviously, as we've indicated before, if your Kabonas are in the right way, then that's something very, very special. Then, as we saw, the Baal Kori Bayin Olam is able to have the Malachim assembling around his table. And obviously, that's going to be the case if you have such spiritual heights. However, obviously, let's face the facts, not all of us are going to be on that sort of madrega. But, you know, the average person that's enjoying a good sing-song, what about that? So he said, V'chein im anagiris yesh yisayas oiris alev l'avas Hashem Yisparach, o yirosa, o she'amid ha-sobas. Okay, that's beautiful. If you've got the sort of the arousal to be able to have thinking great spiritual thoughts. Shabbos shirim alev tov, shezer tov v'nochem. Okay, so as we said, that's wonderful. Ach im gam hu me'zemura yisawa b'li kavonas nechorot anal. So, but what if you just say, just singing along nicely? You're singing because it's a nice song. The fact that you're doing it on Shabbos, at your Shabbos table, even if you're not able to have the most spiritual thoughts, but you enjoy a good ruach, a good sing song, that's good too, okay? You know, we reckon that there's holiness inside us, and we recognize we're able to exploit that, develop that on Shabbos. And so there is a spiritual dimension to the fact that even though we're just singing a nice niggun, we haven't yet got the aspiration to create the holy thoughts. Nevertheless, that's good. And so to creating a good ruach on Shabbos, that still has important spiritual value. One has to recognize, and this is my final reference, that not everyone was going to get going with a great atmosphere in singing Zemiras. And in the Litvish world, it wasn't always done. And in my final reference here, we have a quote from Tzvi Schachter, who is the Talmud Muvach of Rav Yosher Ben Soloveitchik Zatzal, who talks about the Tish in Rav Moshe, in Yosher Ben's house and his father's house, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He says, Ma'ola lo shara beinu zemir Shabbos. And he didn't sing zemiris. He would just say them. V'chein oviv ha'gon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. But they just would say the zemiris. But what would happen? When one of the Enochot would come, and so the other grandfather was the Talna Rebbe. So Rav Yosher Ben and the Talna Rebbe shared an Enochot. And so when the other Einichel could come, there's no Shabbos town without Zemiris if they're not singing Zemiris at the Tish. So Shiloh Shara Zemiris, because she hiskra Rabbeinu lo she has Zemiris ba'adai. So the okay, so Rav Yosher says, okay, then we come singing Zemiris. So they would sing Zemiris at the Sabbath. Hoyotoyer the nigun hoyenechta hatinik bedakde olov arkein kasha einu shah et anigu kahoyge. So he started to sing Zemiris. He says, you're saying, Zaidi, you're not singing the Zemiris properly. So that would be his complaint against his grandfather. And so he would sing the Zemiris, the comfort of the Einikul, but it wasn't his usual practice. But he would say Zemiris. This, of course, would have other implications. Rabbi Yosher Ben, when he would do the Zemiris, he wouldn't say the Shem Hashem in the Zemiris. Whereas others would say, you're quite entitled to say the same Shem Hashem. In fact, as you know, many of the Zemiris are written, it's very clear from the poetry it's intended to be done that you're saying the Shem Hashem properly, and this was certainly something that many people, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zatzal, and others would be singing the Zemiris and saying the Shem Hashem properly as it is written.
But not repeated.
So when you're saying, you're preaching that line again, then you wouldn't do it. But if you're doing it as a sentence of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the problem, as you know, is saying a bracha levatzola. But if you're saying shiras hashpachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a zemer that's doing that, there's nothing wrong with it. So suma shulchan baruch hu emunai, so vayu v'hosanu, etc. So clearly that hazem has been written with the intention of the composer that you're saying the Shem Hashem properly. If you say kitva Hashem, then you're not going to poetry out of it anymore. It's not going to rhyme. So clearly that was done. So I think Rav Yosher Ben Soloveitchik, but he would say the Zemiris and he wouldn't say the Shem Hashem. But clearly the Meshoira, the composer, intended you to say the Shem Hashem. And if you're doing it, as they say, at least once, then I would see no problem in doing it. And many Gedolim did it in that way. So just to summarize, we've seen how Zemiris have developed. It's something we see the roots of already in the time of Chazal, we should greet Shabbos with song. And in the time of the Rishonim, there are already written compositions of the referred to Zemiris in the time. If we're seeing the marks of victory, how some of the Zemiris which we use today were already being sung then. And of the many, many compositions of religious poetry, some were chosen to be the formal ones to be used at our Shabbos table in our Ashkenazi communities. In this already, this composition in Prague, we've seen most of the ones which we now use are there in their form. And then in the time of the Arizal and his Talmidim, there's a further development with the whole development of Kabbalah Shabbos, starting with the Chun Aranah and of the Friday evening service before Shabbos begins, and then the whole Seder of the Friday night, with the compositions of the Arizal. I should say that one of the Zemiras which is ascribed to the Arizal, Yom Zid Yisrael, is an erroneous attribution. Although the letters will fall, Yitzchak Luria Hazak or Yitzchak Lamed Ches, it's an erroneous attribution. It's not the Arizal. The Arizal's compositions are in Aramaic. This is in pure Hebrew, and in fact, we have it in a version before the time of the Arizal. Clearly, he's not the author. But the contribution of the Mekubonim Mitzvahs to our Friday night service has become very, very special in what you find in Tikkun HaShabbos. And of course, we have the latest dimension of what the Gedolei Hasidus have done in more recent centuries. Thank you very much.